Summer may be on the wane, but it's not too late to squeeze in a quick trip. Stumped for ideas? You may want to look into visiting a local national park. Not feeling that one? Well, you're not alone. Commentator Robin Washington says that for many Black Americans, U.S. national parks remain an untapped resource. But if you've been looking for that perfect place to relax and unwind, he says, you may want to give these historical gems a visit.
There are a few sounds that can clear your mind like a waterfall. This one is Gooseberry Falls and is only 35 miles out of Duluth, Minnesota, in one of the most accessible natural areas anywhere. Highway 61 goes right over it. On any weekend, except in January, the parking lot is full. But you won't see many African Americans. There aren't a lot of Black people living in northeastern Minnesota. But the real issue is African Americans aren't big visitors to natural areas anywhere in the country. A 2002 survey of the White River National Forest in Colorado found whites made up 96.4% of visitors, Latinos 2.5%, no Native Americans, and barely a percent each of Blacks and Asians. Any wonder why it's called the White River? So what is it about Black people in the great outdoors? Culturally, we should have deep connections to it, and you don't have to go all the way back to Africa. Though no one is nostalgic for slavery, our roots in the American South were rural, and being able to hunt and fish and live off the land was necessary for survival. That changed when great masses of Blacks migrated to the cities. But the bigger reason you don't find Black families packing a car and heading for the Great Smoky Mountains is that for a long time, we couldn't. Or not at least without running into white or colored signs. Before the Civil Rights Movement, state segregation laws frequently prevailed over federal rules for national parks, especially in the South. If you were a Black family looking for a vacation spot, the last thing you wanted was to drive 100 miles into the wilderness to a place where you weren't supposed to be, with a lot of people willing to keep you out. Those days are gone, and African Americans today are overwhelmingly tied to the cities. The word urban is even a synonym for Black. But not all Blacks. A frequent visitor to Minnesota's Gooseberry Falls, and anywhere else he can get to, is wildlife photographer Dudley Edmondson, who lives in Duluth. His new book, Black and Brown Faces in America's Wild Places, tells the stories of 19 other Black outdoors people, including birders, forest rangers, and even a big game hunter named Hank Williams Jr. No, not Hank Williams Jr., the country singer, but Hank Williams Jr., the Black cowboy, who says he enjoys roping and riding and has just bought 32 acres in northern Minnesota to do so. The book also includes mountaineer Elliot Boston III, who says he's the first Black person to scale the highest peak in Russia. There hasn't been a second one yet. Like Dudley Edmondson, all of them tell experiences of being the only Black faces in the outdoor areas they frequent, and all of them say they hope that will change. Even as most Black people do live in a city, protecting the environment is as important for people of color as it is for white people. Don't think just because you have more melanin than someone else that the disappearing ozone layer will be nice to you. The most important reason to get outside is what it can do for your soul as well as your body. For that, you have to listen for the sound of Gooseberry Falls.
Robin Washington is the editorial page editor of the Duluth News Tribune in Duluth, Minnesota.